City of Montana, your KBGA News starts now.
Meth finds its way on campus. Good evening, I'm Kirsten Locke.
And I'm Andrea Lutz, and that's our top story tonight on your KBGA News. The drug methamphetamine causes serious problems across the nation. KBGA reporter Stan Pillman talks with one UM student who kept his identity a secret about using meth while attending college.
Just imagine being up for 14, 15 days in a row. It is seriously a living hell.
When this student attended a college party 3 years ago, he was offered a line of a white substance. He took it, thinking it was cocaine.
Finally, 4 hours, I go back to this kid and I'm like, holy cow. I'm like, that was amazing coke. I'm like, where'd you get that? And he's like, well, he's like, I don't think it's coke. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, it's meth.
This student says he had no awareness of the drug meth when he started college. After doing one line of meth, his life became completely out of control.
The saddest thing was going home for holiday, Thanksgiving, and hanging out with my family, and the whole time not being able to eat, really. Passing that off as not feeling well, but the whole time just wanting to leave that family situation so I could go get high.
He says he ate meth during class while sitting in Urey Lecture Hall without anyone noticing.
This drug is so evil because it tricks people into thinking it's helping them, especially college kids. They call it like the study drug, because like you can seriously like stay up for 6-7 hours and get stuff done. Your brain's not clouded.
He wore baggy clothes and blamed the dark circles around his eyes on late night partying. Anything to seem normal.
Granted, I look back on it now, and I mean, I was a full-time student when this was happening, like going to classes every day, like not missing classes. Some of my best friends that I've met, like, and known since I've been in school had no idea that. How are you going to know? Like, of course your kid's not going to come home and sit at the kitchen table and spew his life story out in 15 minutes to you.
The Montana Meth Project's slogan for their anti-meth campaign is not even once. That is a message this student fully agrees with.
If you try it once, you are an addict. I will say that until the day I die. I do not care how strong you think your willpower is, how strong of a person you think you are. If you try this once, you can't stop. It takes a hold of you, and it will suck you down.
For KBGA News, I'm Stan Pillman.
And for more information on any meth-related topics, either warning signs, recovery, or locations of treatment centers, you can log on to www.montanameth.org. And now we have Stan Pillman, who joins us live in the studio. And Stan, you said some pretty interesting things before we went on air about the impact of the meth commercials on this student.
Yeah, you know, when we were talking, he said he's been greatly affected by the anti-meth commercials. First off, he physically became ill after hearing a commercial because it was so real. And, you know, he could relate to the girl's horrific story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and those commercials are definitely, I mean, they're emotional. So how is he doing now?
Well, he's been clean for more than 2 years. He just wished he would have seen the commercials 3 years ago before his addiction became out of control.
Yeah, so. I bet. Well, thank you very much, Stan, for coming in. Continuing with the war on meth, the State Corrections Department...